details.
You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
7:17 Tuesday mornings, we say hello to Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Good morning, Dr. Russ. How are you?
Good morning, Pete. How are you today?
It's one of my favorite things to do. We say hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Little things I have to do to amuse me throughout the day. Of course, well, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
You don't get that many people in here.
No, not actually. Not actually.
Which is unfortunate, because it's actually, I prefer it when we are face-to-face.
Yes.
The occasional time that I have to phone in, it's just not the same.
Get the full experience this way, right?
Well, it's a more natural conversation.
Well, that's true. When you can see somebody.
And you can sense the pauses or the statements about to come, so you can hold your tongue, you know.
And the nonverbal cues too, like
I can see when you're going to punch the button to cue the music for the end. It's like, oh, I got to hurry up.
I think
the staff would appreciate it if I could see that button at the office.
Yeah, well, you know, there's also this idea of talking over music that we do in radio, and if I had the rest of my day had a music bed, I feel like it'd be much more interesting in daily conversation.
Could be.
Just have one on my phone ready to go, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So today
we're going to talk about pets, as we love to do.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about the simplest yet most powerful thing you can do for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you could do this with your cat, too, although they're not always as keen about leaving the house. But walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
Because it's good for the dog. And ironically, it's good for us, too. So if we get out and take them for a walk, it's healthy for both of us. So, you know, the one thing it's like, you know, reality check. Why does this really matter? Well, the vast majority, and I think one study that I've read says 80% of dogs are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly see a large number of dogs that are obese. And so this is clearly not just a diet thing. Now, diet plays a very important role, because if you're feeding them, you know, twice their caloric requirement, I don't care how much you're exercising them, they're probably going to get fat.
Right, right.
Because if they're requiring 1,000 calories and you're feeding them 2,000 and you're exercising them for that 1,000 calories, guess what? They're still going to put that on as fat.
There's some overlap humans, is, you know, same
problem.
There is some overlap
in that. Yeah. That's because their systems are pretty similar to ours.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that happens with these guys, if they're overweight, it increases their aches and pains. So this we know, because fat secretes pro-inflammatory hormones, which then basically is fuel for the fire. So if they get a little joint ache, it just amplifies it.
Mm.
Now, the other things that we state is increases risk of diabetes, shortened lifespan, heart disease. I think those are somewhat challenging to really say statistically, because the large portion of the population is overweight.
Right.
So it's not like we've got, you know,
we're not controlling for it.
Right. It's not like we've got 30% of the population is obese and we can say, well, in that small group, we're seeing a large chunk of... We have to be cautious about what we're saying, but it is more stressful in their heart. If they're having to move around extra weight, it's just more that they've got to move. So, and certainly I do think that if I really look at it clinically in my experience, the little tiny skinny dogs, they live to be really old.
Mm.
And if the little tiny fat dogs, well, they don't live to be as old.
Okay.
So just subjectively, I would say it might shorten their lifespan. So the cardiovascular health, I mean, that's what we're really talking about. Regular walks are good for your heart because it helps your heart pump. It is great cardio exercise. It's great for us. It's not so great if you're walking around your neighborhood and it's flat to build up muscle. If you're really wanting to go build up muscle, the thing to do is go to Pets, climb that hill.
Okay.
And if you're
natural
from Kenosha,
Stairmaster, right?
If you're from Kenosha, you know which hill I'm talking about. You start up it and you're wondering your life choices sometimes. Might not be the best time of year to go now because it's probably a little slippery. But, you know, exercise does help improve your blood pressure and certainly helps keep your joints moving. If you're working against gravity, so if you're doing hill work, it will help with your muscle mass and strength. And then it also helps improve your metabolism, helps your GI tract keep moving, so it helps keep everything regular. And we're not talking about, you know, doing a marathon. We're talking about 10, maybe 20 minutes a day.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a neighborhood walk. It's not something that we're talking about, hey, you know what, you got to go hike it out 5 miles. So don't get obsessed with the distance. It's really just about getting up, getting out, and going and doing it, and being dedicated to it. Just having that dedication that, you know, we're going to do this. It's not just physical exercise, though. It's also mental stimulation because they get bored in the house. I mean, they know everything inside the house. They know what color the walls are. They know like every place that anything's ever been dropped on the floors because if you drop something new, they still know where that spot is. But when they go walk the neighborhood, there's all sorts of scents and smells. There's different things. So it's mentally stimulating for them. Allow them some time. And this is why it's nice to just have sort of a leisurely walk with them. Allow them some time to sniff around because that's mental engagement for them. It's not on our agenda usually because, like, come on, we're going for a walk. Come on, come on, come on. This is how they want to walk. So building that trust on the leash. Now, this sometimes is challenging because some dogs don't like to walk on a leash because mm-hmm. it's just one of those things, like, if they're not used to it. So if they're not used to it, start working in the yard. I always, with our dogs, we always use cookies.
Okay.
Because they want to, like, go one way, and you're like, no, we want to go the other way. So, you know, you give them the gentle tug, and you show them the cookie, and they're like, cow. So not the best for dieting. So small cookies, but it builds up that trust that, you know, when you're going one way, they're like, oh, so it's not so bad. And certainly that strengthens your communication between you. Like, they're going one way and you're like, what are you doing? Oh, you've got to take a bio break. So we're going to take a pause. Speaking of bio breaks, if you're out on a neighborhood walk with your dog, please take bags to pick
please
up
do.
After them.
Yeah.
Your neighbors will appreciate it. And it's just rude to not.
Yes.
It'll deepen that bond between you and your pet, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's one way of looking at it.
And that's really the thing, is that when you're out for that walk, you guys have that time to actually bond together. And it's sort of an unspoken thing going on. And, you know, you go grab the leash, they're going to get excited because they're like, all right, I get to go for that walk. If they're not excited about it, might be time to call us and check out, you know what, the dog's not excited for going out for a walk. Need to check this out. Now, you got to keep it doable. So this is the thing with any exercise. Don't decide, like, today, I'm going to go try to lift 3,000 pounds. Have you ever tried that? No.
No.
Nobody's ever done that. So the reality of it is that, you know, keep it simple. Keep it manageable. You know, if the dog can only walk to the end of the, you know, end of the driveway, and you've just got a one-car driveway, and they're exhausted, that's fine. Turn around, go back in. Maybe have that other little, you know, 30-second walk later in the day. You could do a couple of those. Do a couple short ones. The goal is not to wear them out. I know some of us, when we've got young dogs, we're like, oh, no, that is the goal.
That's the goal, sure.
Because I need some downtime because the dog is insane and they're crazy, and so I'm going to go walk them. Well, you know, you're going to tire yourself out, and, you know, 30 seconds later, they're going to be ready to go again. So just keep it manageable. Don't overwork the young dog. So that's something that, you know, you're not going to go run a marathon. Marathon runners didn't get up this morning and say, let's go run a marathon. They got up and they said, 52 weeks from now, I'm going to go run a marathon. So they start building. They start with a half mile and they build all the way up to 26 miles. So it's one of those things. It's a slow build. If you're expecting that you're going to get to the point where you're walking your dog a mile or two because that's what you want to walk with them, it's going to take a bit to get there. So take it in small chunks. Don't add a whole bunch on all at once. And it tips to get started, just start slow. Let your dog set the pace. Now, this is the key. We're going to want to walk faster than they are usually. Now, sometimes they'll be dragging you down the sidewalk, and then in which case you may have to work on leash manners and getting them to slow down a tad because you don't need to go skiing behind them. Break it into shorter walks if needed. So like we're talking about that short walk, if the dog can only handle going to the sidewalk and back down your driveway, do that a couple times. Don't necessarily say, you know, we're going to go for a walk around the block and you have to carry him 3/4 of the way. That dog's 100 pounds. That's going to be a lot of heavy weight lifting for
who
you.
Who got the workout?
Right. And then make it a routine. Try to keep it at the same time every day. Now, I know that can be challenging because sometimes work schedules, like mine varies a little bit on when I start given days. Sometimes it varies on when I end. So, you know, just try to pick the time of day that you can be the most consistent. And if you keep on a schedule, the thing of it is it will become a habit first off. And that habit will build on itself. The dog's going to expect it. Now, when you go on vacation, you may want to have somebody still be able to take the dog for a walk. So if they're boarding somewhere, ask them to get them out for a little bit of a walk so that they are having that. And, you know, it's a little different, but you don't want them to lose that conditioning if you're going to be gone for a week. It's amazing how much they'll lose that conditioning to being able to go for a walk. So that's the other thing to consider. If you do board them while you're on vacation and maybe you're walking on vacation, but you get home and the dog's like, yeah, no, I can't do that mile anymore because it's a lot. You have to take it backwards a little bit and build back up to it. So just food for thought there. So in closing on the dog walking, if you're looking for one small change that creates the biggest impact. Certainly walking your dog can do it. It's good for their heart, their weight, their mind, and their happiness. Just start with that daily walk. Grab the leash, take them out, and see how much you both enjoy it. And like I said, if they really dread it, or they were going for walks and they really don't want to go for walks, there's a sign that something's changed and we maybe need to take a look at them. So that's the other thing, that you get in that daily routine of taking your dog for a walk. Next thing you know, you're going to go like, you know what? There are some changes. They're not going as far. They're struggling with it. They're slowing down. Things that might be aging, but then again, maybe a sign or symptom of some things going on. And that's how we can then step in and say, hey, you know what? Yes, there is something going on. They've got some arthritis, or they've got heart disease. Heart disease is pretty quiet. When it's not, it's bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to get ahead of that game usually. Helps prevent those things from being worse.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. You know, sometimes the most difficult step is that first one, but a good first step would be to get in touch with Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Well, they can do that by giving us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Also, check us out on the web, careanimalhospital.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good.
And don't forget, Saturday is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's very important. Very important PSA from Doc. That's the most important nugget you put in the entire
segment. That is probably the most, any of you guys out there listening that need to get something, get it planned out.
I'm sure there will be flowers available everywhere, so take advantage. Dr. Russ, thank you, sir. You have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
See you, Pete.
WLIP Morning Show, 728.